What if the most reliable map we have for navigating today's technological explosion is also the most misleading one? That's the question sitting at the center of Hacker News this Sunday, August 2nd, 2026. I'm Marcus Rodriguez. Welcome to IntelliJix HN Daily.
And I'm Sarah Chen. We've got a dense episode today, from ByteDance's CDance 2.5 video generation model turning heads with 358 upvotes and nearly 200 comments, to a deep dive into why Google's systematic dismantling of RSS feeds a decade ago reshaped the entire information landscape. That story hit 541 upvotes, the highest score in today's feed, and the comments are volcanic.
For listeners who are newer to the show, a quick note before we get rolling. While everything we cover is sourced directly from the Hacker News community, we're completely independent. No affiliation with Y Combinator, no sponsorship from Hacker News, no endorsement in either direction. We're just two analysts who think the community over there surfaces some of the sharpest technical and intellectual content on the internet, and we want to bring it to a broader audience.
Which brings us to something we genuinely mean every time we say it. If you're not already spending time on Hacker News, point your browser to news.ycombinator.com. The stories are the hook, but the comments are the substance. You'll find kernel engineers, startup founders, academic researchers, and longtime practitioners all in the same thread, often disagreeing productively. We're giving you the highlight reel. The community is running the full film.
Today's episode covers a lot of ground. We open with the Industrial Revolution framing question: whether explosive historical growth patterns actually tell us anything useful about AI-era economics. Then we move into A1 territory proper, with CDance 2.5 from ByteDance and the surprisingly medieval framing of instant knowledge in a piece from the Public Domain Review on something called Ars Notoria.
From there, we dig into developer tooling. Go127's interactive tour generated significant community energy. The Diatoxis documentation framework is back in conversation with 374 upvotes, and there's a lively debate about Tailwind CSS that has over 100 comments on a post titled, bluntly, "I don't recommend Tailwind CSS." We also look at Syncular, an offline-first SQL sync tool, and the Elena Library for Progressive Web Components.
On the systems and security side, a formal verification postmortem for a lean-4 kernel soundness bug, the RFC deprecating weak key exchange methods in TLS 1.2, a fascinating deep dive into what happens when random dot bytes runs but silently fails, and the Android interoperability win from the Open Home Foundation. Plus, and I genuinely love this one, a 15-year-old named Tom built a cycloidal gearbox and posted the CAD files to GitHub.
And we close out with Google's RSS story, the AI hardware economics piece on running Kimi K3 on AMD's MI355X, some retro computing nostalgia, including Eck Linux on a 1995 Apple Workgroup server, and the question of whether your calculator can run Linux, plus our What If We're Wrong segment on the AI hardware consensus. Let's get into it.